I think is wonderful.
Walter Soboloff's oldest child and only daughter, Janet Burke, says she and her three brothers are thrilled that members of the Alaska legislature want to honor their late father, who passed away in 2011 at the age of 102.
It's hard to believe he's already going to be gone in almost 3 years. And, of course, you know, he was a pretty prominent citizen. So everywhere we go, we know he's been there.
Soboloff was a cultural and spiritual standard bearer for the Tlingit people. The Presbyterian minister was the first Alaska Native pastor in Juneau. Back when the town was segregated, his church was open to all. He chaired Sea Alaska Heritage Institute's Council of Traditional Scholars, a panel of clan leaders and elders formed to advise the nonprofit's language and cultural programs. The Heritage Institute's new cultural center will be named for Soboloff. It's under construction in downtown Juneau and is expected to open a year from now. At SHI's 2010 Celebration Festival, Dr. Soboloff talked about the strength of Southeast Alaska's Native people.
And they survived through the ages. And we are here today as descendants of the people of Alaska.
Burke says the Alaska Native Sisterhood and Brotherhood first floated the idea of a day to honor her father on or near November 14th, which was his birthday. House Bill 217 makes that day Walter Soboloff Day. It was introduced by a bipartisan group of Southeast Alaska lawmakers, including Juneau Representatives Kathy Munoz and Beth Curtula, Sitka's Jonathan Christ Tompkins, and Wrangell's Peggy Wilson. Munoz says Soboloff was a good friend of her father and grandfather.
I heard him speak a number of times, and every time I heard him speak, I was moved by his message of unity and respect and love. He was a great leader, and we all miss him very much.
Another bill pre-filed Friday would add 20 Alaska Native languages to the list of official state languages. Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian are included from Southeast. Among the others are Aleutic, two Yupik dialects, Eyak, and Inupiaq. Christ Tompkins is a prime sponsor of the legislation, House Bill 216. The Democrat says it's largely symbolic, but he hopes meaningful to those in Alaska who are trying to revitalize Native languages.
It's a profound loss if a language goes extinct. And this bill is a means of raising the profile of the revitalization movement across Alaska.
Right now, U.S. English is the only official state language. The bills will be introduced when the legislature gavels in on January 21st. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.